You know, I'm actually pretty surprised about the reaction that he got.
Are you speaking on the reaction of the initial song that he put out, or the reaction of him?
No. So, like, obviously he apologized, and when I saw that, yeah. I thought people were going to be like, why did you apologize, like, as soon as he put that out? Mm-hmm. But I saw a lot of people actually, like, oh, good job, you know, that's grown. Yeah, I mean, and then I feel like it turned into now more yeah. people are, like, criticizing him. But I feel like before, I thought the immediate reaction was going to be that. Like,
right.
What are you doing?
No, like, yeah. And I think there's, all right, so I'm hit it from both sides. You know I'm a hip-hop head, like, for real. And I take J. Cole's music serious, and I'm a fan. I look at it from, he's definitely grown.
Yes. He's definitely, you can tell he's on a spiritual journey.
He has grown since, I mean, just in his career, what he speaks about yeah. in his music. So, on that realm, you can't knock someone for checking themselves and saying, all right, I went off the deep end. I shouldn't have cursed you out in the parking lot. I'm sorry, man.
Exactly. You know and I mean? Think or that's like, what people are you know, missing is where he's like, I did this for me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
I needed to apologize. Yeah. It wasn't sitting right in my soul. Forget yeah. all, you know, what's going on, social media, all that. I needed to yeah. do that. I couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah. So that's the one side I agree with. Yeah. So I hear him 100%. Yeah. Like, we're adults. He's in his 30s. Like, it's not.
That mature.
Yeah, we're not 21 anymore. You know what I mean? But on the hip-hop side of competition, and it's mano y mano, and you say something about me, I'm coming at your neck. And he came at his neck. But I think he was like, did I have to take it that far? Like, you know what I mean? That's yeah. what I felt like. But also, yeah, him backstepping, I get it from that standpoint. And that's yeah. where some people I'm seeing online speaking about is like, out of just the respect of hip-hop, you can't be considered the greatest, etc. I still consider him one of the greatest, you know.
I just feel like there's many greats.
That's the problem, though. Yeah. That's not, there's many greats. There's not yeah. one great. Yeah. It's just.
But I feel like is. I feel like it's more so it's that it's Kendrick and maybe not somebody else.
Yeah, 100%. For example, 100%,
like,
100%.
If he did that with somebody else, it'd yeah. be like.
Right. No.
But I feel like there's just too, it's too much respect yeah. there. Even though Kendrick did come and say something, it's yeah. like. I mean, like, what is it? What is the problem yeah. between them anyway? I felt like it was more between him and Drake yeah. and everybody and Drake. Yeah. And then J. Cole just kind of got some straight.
Yeah, because of, yeah, on the songs and the tour yeah. and all that. That's and how I felt that. About it. But J. Cole was like, nah, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in album mode. You kind of struck yeah. a chord, yeah. you know what I mean? But
I mean, he said might delete later, so I mean, look. And he deleted later. We can't be mad.
Cause don't get rid of the album.
No.
The album's amazing. Where it is okay to grow, like
yeah.
it is okay to yeah. change. It is okay for you to look at me and being like, you know, and a lot of people are gonna look at you sideways because they don't understand it, right? Mm-hmm. And they haven't been through their journey to be able to know, all right, I've been here, now I'm here, or like what I've gone through is actually yeah. taking me. You
but
know?
I think more people are starting to realize that, and that's yeah. what I'm saying. When I saw the comments, I was actually surprised. More people were like, oh, wow, he's growing. Like, mm-hmm. I get that. And I do think you have to be at a level of maturity to understand where he's coming
yeah.
from.
Yeah.
In your own personal life, you could tell, like, he's going through some growth right now. You know, his own
yeah.
journey.
And for him to do it at the con, I felt like it was just
it had to be public.
Yeah.
It had to be
that's,
public.
That's
like
the
that.
Way to
it
do
had
it,
to.
Though. And
it
that's
had to.
That's the respect I see. I mean, it was at this, you know, little festival.
Yeah.
That they have every year in Carolina and did in front of everyone. I felt like that was the platform.
Yeah. You can't just call him and say that. Like, no, you just put
like,
a diss track out.
Like,
it had to be public.
Yeah, yeah. You can't give me the private apology.
And again, it comes to like he's doing it for himself.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that happens a lot in society now where we're pressured into things mm-hmm. and we talk about it all the time, keeping up with the Joneses
yeah.
and like there's so much societal pressure to do things and buy things and be a certain way or whatever. And that just, not all of it sits right.
Yeah.
Not all of it is good, and you have to take a step back, like, what am I actually doing? You gotta check yourself.
You gotta check yourself, and that comes to everything. Buying a new car, buying the clothes, buying the chain, going on a vacation, everything. Especially in the social media age where we're just showing off. Now everybody got their life together. I don't know. Out of nowhere, social media came and now everybody doing great. Like,
and that's the problem.
You know what I mean?
That's the problem with everything.
And you can do great in your own right, and that's the issue, right? Because we're now in this comparison of, all right, what am I doing? Now I'm seeing what you're doing, and it's just now, like,
compare.
It's okay to work a regular job. It's okay to have your own business. It's okay to, you know, like, everything is okay as long as you're working towards your goals and what you personally aspire, but I think we're now in a place where I'm seeing you doing, oh, what are you doing? Let me tap into that. Yeah. But that's not everybody's, you know, path.
Exactly. Purpose, I think it's just, you know, there's so much content being put out from not just like content like this, but like advertisements and then people going on trips and all these things. So it's easy to compare for one, but then it consumes your mind, you know, and then we have it attached to our hip all the time with our phones. So it's not like back in the day, like when we met, you know, where we had to get onto a laptop or computer. Yeah. And obviously we had our phones, but it just wasn't like that.
It wasn't here.
Yeah, where you just get on like literally at work and you're just scrolling, and they made it addicting for a reason.
Yeah.
For a reason. Yeah. So it's like you're constantly scrolling, constantly consuming. So then in your mind's never at rest.
Yeah.
You know, there's no peace there.
Constant dopamine just
going. Exactly. You know? And I think, and that brings it to where, what I wanted to talk about with relationships, you know, and I think that in this society, in this digital age of social media and all that, we have unrealistic expectations because of social media. Because we see all these couples online, and again, it's that dopamine thing where in real life, marriage and relationships aren't like just that exciting all the time, every single day, every minute of the day. Yeah. It's not that exciting. Mm-hmm. So we're not getting that. And then we think, oh, something's wrong with our relationship.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's, you hitting it real. Because we're in this transactional society where, you know, I'm transactional relationship. What are you giving me? What am I, like, how are you up-leveling me? And by any means, if we weren't seeing eye to eye and growing together and leveling up, honestly, together and having a better mindset and eating healthy, all these things, like I do, and you take that serious, right? Yeah. And I do want someone to push me to grow by all means, but that doesn't come with, oh, the bills and all these things that we're now thinking about of how we're looking on social media, literally, you know? And that's the issue because, all right, we're taking the vacations, like, all right, I just bought you a car and all these things, but to your point, it's hard, you know, like marriage is hard, right?
But it's also rewarding.
It's also
rewarding, but it's also boring at times, right? And I think that's kind of the thing that we don't understand as a society because we're so in it and we have so much to consume us all the time and our minds and everything. So then when we have a relationship and also like when we go online and we see comments about, like, for the J. Cole situation, where it's like he could have easily taken that route where he just kept going with it because everybody was excited, right? It's like amazing, ego, all that. But he took the route of, no, this isn't right for me, and I have to do what's right for me at the end of the day. And in relationships, I feel like with social media, it's easy to look at that. And when they post something and you see comments, oh, they shouldn't be doing, oh, like the Simone Biles. Do you remember when that was happening and her husband said, so I don't even remember what he said, but everybody was like, leave him. And it's like, you have to be really secure in your relationship and strong-minded nowadays, because even if it's just your circle of friends or whatever the case is, like seeing stuff like that, it's like, oh, wait, my husband does that, or my wife does that. Am I supposed to leave now? And we get caught up in that, and we have to take a step back and realize what's real.
It's not about to be perfect. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I remember I was talking to one of my boys, and he was like, is it worth it, you know, being in a relationship and taking it to this level and getting married and the arguments that's going to come with it and the growth? Like, is it truly worth it? And, you know, my answer to him, like, like, dog, you see the fruit. Like, that's all I can really, you know, you see how we move. You see the happiness when people are around us, you know, our actual close friends and things, and, like, genuinely happy. But to your point, there are moments when it's like, right? Like, we're going to argue. You're going to have to learn to fight fair, all those things. You're going to have to learn how to listen.
What? And I'm sorry to even, like, cut you, because I saw this post about fighting fair, which is interesting because we just did a fighting fair episode a couple weeks ago. But it was tips on how to fight fair. And under it, I was so surprised with the comments, because everyone's like, if you're, and this is what I mean with social media getting into your mind. Everyone was like, if you have to have tips on fighting fair, then you guys shouldn't be together. All right. Like, if you're arguing with your person, then you shouldn't be together. It's like, are you?
If we're not arguing about something, that's a problem. That's the way I look at it.
And I think people look at arguing as so bad, and it doesn't have to be toxic and yelling at each other and doing all that.
And that's the level we look at arguing. We look at arguments of throwing things. We look at arguments of screaming at the top of our lungs. Like, no, an argument is talking. We're talking just like this, and I'm looking at you dead in your eye, you're looking at me dead in my eye. Hey,
we're just disagreeing.
I don't agree with this.
Yeah.
And I'm maybe having to put my head down sometimes. Okay, you know, suck up that pride, suck up that ego, and accept my wrongdoing. Right, and understand, okay, this hurts your feelings. It doesn't matter my intention, doesn't matter, oh, I thought I was coming off this way. I have to clear all that.
We don't
want to
deal
up.
With things.
No,
we don't want to deal with things. That's the thing, we're so easy to cut things off. Mm-hmm. Because, again, with your technology and social media, it's easy to block, easy to move on to the next thing. And again, with that transactional thing, it's like, okay, you're not serving me right now.
Yeah.
All right, move on. Let me keep going. But
not
it's like,
sitting in a problem for a second. You know, we don't want to sit in any problems. Exactly. We want to just solution. Mm-hmm. Everything's a solution. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, sitting in problems is the area for me. And I mean, for us, I'll speak on, is the area that we've learned and grown, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, we've had to sit in those valleys and kind of take a couple knocks to the head and, like, okay.
And that's what I was going to say. Sometimes it does take a little bit longer, where it's like we are working on, like, obviously with us, we've been very transparent about arguing and making sure that we're arguing in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And speaking to each other with respect and fighting fair and doing all of those things. And that's taken a lot of practice. Now, if we go back to when we first met and we were arguing, and we could have just cut it off right there and called it a day. But we're now 12 years into this.
We're arguing like everybody else argued, you know, the toxic.
Very immature, toxic.
And it's, again, that's what you're taught as a kid, you know, and it's no.
So it takes practice. It took a lot of practice, a lot of trial and error. It took a lot of talks and really deciding, one, that we're going to do this the right way.
Yeah.
And then two, okay, what does the right way look like for us? Mm-hmm. Not for anybody else. Yeah. Like, we can see other couples and they're doing this. That doesn't work for us. It might work for another couple, and that's cool. That's fine. But getting out of that mindset of, you know, looking at other couples and thinking that we're supposed to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And talking the way that they're talking and communicating and doing all that. That doesn't work for us. So what works for us, and really sitting with ourselves?
Yeah.
Like, marriage is the biggest thing, I would say, that's going to help you grow individually as a person.
Yeah.
Because you have to step up. If you want a healthy relationship, you have to step up. You have to step into yourself.
Very well said. And I might have said that before, but it's like, I feel like marriage is the reason I have grown up. You know, like, in all honesty, I feel like that was God's intentions in a way, you know, as well, of for two to come together and knock out all those childish ways to help your child, right, and your children learn the correct way. And then, you know, it goes down the line, right? And then that's creating people of God, you know. And that's the way I think we're now, or we've been moving, but now it's at a level where we're truly understanding the bigger picture, you know. And it's like, there's no time to stay in that same place. There's no time to continue to talk to each other in a disrespectful way. And then we act as if we're supposed to jump right back into the lovey-dovey, but no.
Yeah.
We sit here, you have that hard conversation, and again, it's so easy, you know, like, I think back, there were many arguments where it was just like, all right, I'm out. You know, you walk out of the house, I walk out of the house.
So tired of it.
Just sitting in the parking lot somewhere, just mad, you know what I mean? Like, and it's
but
like,
we don't know how to actually control our emotions.
Yeah.
Most times, and most people don't. Like, it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Again, all of this is just practice. But I also want to bring it back to the point of, like, with being believers in Christ, we have to start looking at relationships and marriage from that lens more. And I think that's what helped us. Like, it helped me, I know.
Yeah.
Rather than looking at social media and seeing what other couples are doing and the highlight reels, basically. Because if we just look at that, then we're not going to have a successful marriage, right? Because we're only seeing the good parts, or we're seeing just divorce all the time.
Yeah.
But actually looking at how I'm supposed to be a wife from a biblical standpoint will actually help me. And I've actually just been reading about it recently and from a new lens now. Like, when I was growing up, I feel like I was taught how to be a wife. And I think I'm one of few people that are actually taught how to be a wife.
Yeah.
Like, my mom really emphasized that you wanted to be a wife, not just, you know, shacking up.
Yeah.
A little old.
Shacking up. I ain't heard that one.
But you know, like,
I don't even know where you pulled that from. She ain't never said no shacking.
But you know, like, because that's what my mom said. You're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be married. So I always wanted to be married.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that I was taught how to be a wife. Doesn't mean that I knew what to do when, you know, we got together. I still didn't know, but understanding that I'm supposed to serve, though, and I am supposed to submit, and I think that prepared me for marriage to a degree.
Yeah.
You know, and that all was coming from the Bible. Like, we were in church, you know. Like, for those that don't know, we were in church 3-4 times minimum a week.
Yeah.
We were part of the dance team, the youth ministry, the children's ministry.
You might go ahead and break out from the dance team, because I know you remember it.
I mean, I was in a church. Okay?
Leading that church.
But it helped prepare. But it helped prepare me. It really did.
Yeah.
You know, to understand the concept from a biblical standpoint of what a wife is supposed to be. And as believers, we have to take that stance and remember that even though we're in the world, we're not supposed to be of the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I think you hit that. That's what I've been saying a lot lately, not being of the world, because it's so easy. And I think for me, why we were able to connect early, like you coming from that background, of course, I grew up in the church, definitely wasn't 4 times a week. I'm gonna go ahead and clear that up. We went to church weekly on Sundays. Where I spent time with my aunt. We might go twice a week, and then, you know, retreats and things. Retreats and things, you know what I mean? But
you weren't part of the dance team?
Nah, I wasn't part of the dance team. I stood up in front of the church, got my awards and things for sports, honor roll, you know, things like that on Sunday. Wasn't in the children's choir, you know. But anyways, I think for me being taught at a young age to be a leader, not a follower. And in a way, my father was teaching me of not being of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see these guys going over here, and you know they're doing the wrong thing. Don't take that route. And I won't say I didn't fall into being a follower at different points in my life, you know, and definitely regret them, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was definitely more stacked up on the side of being a leader. And I think when we met, that's one thing you've seen is like,
that's definitely
okay,
what attracted me.
He differentiates himself. He carries himself
a little bit
differently, you know, in what I've seen before and actually being a leader. And I'm able to follow that, you know, and that's, again, taking it back to the Bible of actually being that leader, being the man, not just providing financially, right, but spiritually, right?
Yeah.
Leading prayer, leading, oh, we're going to read our books tonight,
being,
hey, it's time to work out. Hey, you know, like, what do you need? You know, leading in every area of life. And that's something that I was definitely taught at a young age. But again, this being of the world is like, it's come to a point where you see, it's kind of ironic that they call it followers, you know,
on social media.
You know, because it's like, that's all you're seeing now. No one's like, you got people talking the same.
We
got people walking the same.
It's like no one got the style.
Everybody dressing off the man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody dressed like that now, you know? And it's
like, damn, be
yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But not even your self-esteem so low.
We don't even know ourselves because we're so caught up into it. And
I won't put we in that.
But I think it's easy to get caught up into that, for one. And I think a big thing that helped us is taking that step back from social media.
I was at a young age before social media even got
to us. No, that was when we were like, all right, we're going to take this serious between us. And we're like, okay, we're going to make the shift. And we want this to work, mm-hmm. we need to step away because it is distracting.
Yeah.
You know, like, again, it was when we first met, it wasn't that big of a deal. But then after a couple of years, it was like, okay, we need to, like, take a step back. And we took, like, a year or two. I think it was, like, two years where we were off social media. And that really, that those 2 years really set our foundation. Yeah. Because we were actively going to church, starting to go to church.
Yeah, that was, what, like, 2015, 2016? Yeah. That was, like, that was like
2014 to 2016,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, but it's just funny looking back because we thought social media was bad then.
I know, and now it's like, but now it's like, I'll get off social media, I don't care.
Yeah.
At all.
And you're able to navigate, you know, business reasons, you know, and following the right things, you know.
Following the right things, that's so big, and making sure, like,
there's
that
good content,
it's feeding
you, know?
You and not just all the negativity. And, okay, maybe I'll look at a blog here, blog there, whatever. But for the most part, following things that are positive, that make me laugh, make me think, make me want to look at something, you know what I mean? That's actually positive. We have to use it to our benefit rather than it controlling us and what we're doing. And then if we need to take a step back, take a step back. Mm-hmm. But I think also you brought up a good point. If we stopped dating or whatever back in the day, like, if we never made it this far, we wouldn't have realized or seen how much growth that we would have as individuals and as partners if we just gave up years ago, you know. And that's the thing with this journey, remembering that it is a journey. You know what I mean? Like, we're 12 years in now. Like, we're not the same people that we were when we first started dating, and that's because we've taken the growth, we've taken the lessons, we've applied it to life, our individual lives, and to our relationship, and been able to grow. And now we're seeing the fruit. And now, in another 10 years, in another 20 years, we'll see more. But we don't get there if we don't go through those trials.
There's
That's the only way to grow.
That's the only way. That's the only way. Like I said earlier, it's literally every lesson's been learned in the valley. We're not learning lessons. You're not growing when you're at the mountaintop and everything's going well, job's paying well, you ain't gotta be worried about nothing, you know.
And if that's happening, just know a valley is coming.
Yeah, it's life.
I remember, you know? Like, what, like 2 years ago, and we were in a great
spot. We were living in bliss.
We were in a great spot, and I just remember thinking, like, this is good.
It's a little too perfect.
But I don't know how long this gonna, and that's not to say, like, we're, like, went into a bad spot or anything, trials came up, right? And it's like, okay, now we have a little bit more that we need to work through rather than just chilling, shopping, hanging out, going to restaurants, you know, everything's good, everything's perfect, maybe, you know, a bill came up now and then, you know, getting laid off, like, those trials come, and how do you handle those? You know, because, again, it's not always going to be perfect. It's not going to be happiness all the time and a dopamine fix and all that. Like, it is gonna be a low and a couple weeks where it's just like, getting out of that.
I think that's where it's at, because people just want everything to be easy, you know. Nothing's like, is anything worth, like, worth having, you know, easy, you know, if you really think about it? And that's the thing you gotta tell yourself is when you're in this, your relationships. And of course, you know, if you got someone that's truly toxic, you know. I'm not saying just in any relationship, you know, but at the same time, you know, if you have someone that you may have been through a lot of tough times with, and you may have overcome, you know, some of those times, you can get over more of those times as well, you know. Don't think, oh, because another tough time came up and we had five, you know, trials and tribulations before, you won't have 5 to 10 more, but you're learning as you're going through those.
And it might be harder than the last five.
Yeah, exactly. But
it might get harder.
Building that foundation and learning and growing together, and because you're going to have a trial, then you're going to get a win, right? Then you're going to have another win, then it may be a trial. And that's just, again, life. But when you have somebody to lean on and you go through those things, but then you're like, oh, you know, going through it. But at the same time, like,
I'd rather go through it together.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that, again, that's the difficult decision to make, you know, especially when you're earlier in a relationship. It's like, like, going through another thing, you know, like, I can go through this on my own, you know what I mean? But I guarantee you, if you go through that with your significant other, not only will y'all grow, you know, mentally, spiritually, financially, you know, any area you want to look at it, you know, just by leaning on each other and talking each other the right way, you know, not going about that situation the same way, you know, and a lot of people got to understand it's not meant to be easy. And if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So not everyone's meant to be married either. But we do need more healthy marriages out.
If you're not willing to change, we do need more. That's a good one. We do need a lot more healthy marriages. Right. And it does take that work and sacrifice. Just like with anything, if you want a promotion, you're going to have to sacrifice some hours at night and yep. put in the extra work and whatever it is. It's the same thing with a healthy relationship. You are going to have to sacrifice and maybe have to have that talk that you guys have been putting off for a couple months and get through that so that way you can move on. Yeah, yeah, that's
face
it.
Face it. We want to run away from our emotions so much, I feel like. Because there's a lot going on. I'm not taking away that there's a lot going on in our society. I mean, we don't have to go down the list, all the politics, the unemployment, you know, the layoffs, all these things, inflation, you know, the housing prices. There's a lot, you know, and there's a lot to be like, huh, about, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, God made it the way for us to lean on each other as in, you know, husband and wife. And I think, you know, it's just important to have that accountability, you know, in a sense of like, when you're not
feeling like waking up. We're not meant to do this life alone.
Yeah, there's many days when I'm like, and you're like all bubbly and ready to go today. And I'm like, all right, you know, let me get it together. Let me go get my workout.
And vice versa.
Right. Yeah.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. That's the whole point, you know? And rather than having the days where I'm waking up, and I ain't got nobody to you know, you both being yourself. And of course you need that internal motivation.
Exactly, well, but, you do. You know. But also I think we have to realize too with like marriage, we do become one. Mm-hmm. And I think in our society right now, we focus on just being individuals too much.
Yeah.
And we have to put that aside. If we want a healthy relationship, a healthy marriage, it does have to become a we now.
Yeah.
And start thinking like that. Like you said, like sometimes you'll wake up in a great mood and I'm in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. You know, I could sit there and focus on myself while I'm in a bad mood and, you know, I don't feel like being happy right now and doing all that. But no, like, my energy affects the household just as much as your energy affects the household. So if I'm being Debbie Downer over here, that's going to eventually rub off on you.
Yeah.
So let me lift myself up. It helps me be better once again. So if we are thinking selfishly, it does help us be better. If we are looking at each other and being like, okay, let me, you know, step up a little bit.
Yeah.
Crack a smile.
Try. Is it that bad? You know? Like, I know I didn't sleep good, you know, my neck hurt. Didn't work out yesterday. Might have had a long day. I did. A lot goes on, you know. But at the same time, is it that bad? You know,
yeah.
And those are the things you got to ask yourself. But no, I do feel like overall, I know we want to wrap this up, but we got to get to a point where society understands that God has made all of us right in our own path.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be of the world. You don't have to be like this person over here. You don't have to be doing what they're doing just because they're doing what they're doing and that works for them. Clap from the sideline, good for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Everybody has their own journey.
Everybody has their own journey,
yeah.
And God has something special in each of us. He made you, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's no other you. And really understand that.
Yeah.
There's really no other you in this world. And hold that, you know, with a badge of honor and move correctly, you know? And that's, again, where I feel like, you know, J. Cole was kind of coming from. Like, this is my path. Like, I shouldn't have done
right
that. I got to do what's right for me, you know? And that's that. You know, but I think that's just the biblical standpoint of it all. Of that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know.
So you weren't going to church 4 days a week? No. That was just my family.
You said 4 days?
4 days.